So George is laughing. He's saying, "Oh, Lynn, you do mediumship all the time. You just don't give it a name that people understand." So he is saying, "Welcome. Welcome to this last beautiful circle of 2025." And he's saying, "I'm proud of you all for all the progress you have done this year. If you look at how you started in January 2025 and how you are now, you may see some of the progress that you have made, but I can certainly see how much more you have made than you expected to make. And so I want to take this moment to kind of give a pat on the back and well done. Well done. You have attended different aspects of your life, and you attended your own light in your own way. And you are becoming more and more aware of the light that is yours and how to make it shine brighter for yourself first and foremost. As I always say, it is always for yourself first and foremost, but also for others. And within your own community, within your own family circles, within your own friendship circles, you have become a guiding light for others. And again, perhaps you are not acknowledging this yet, but when we leave today, when you leave today, go and reflect. How did I shine my light for myself? How did I shine my light brightly enough for others to see? And how did I lead them into helping them feel their inner light more? And by listening to them, by encouraging them, how did I bring more people forward than just myself? And so you started the year being quite the individuals who, yes, were surrounded by friends, families, and just people you meet here and there. And the relationship that you had with these people, these individuals, was a certain way. And if you reflect now upon all the progress that you have made, the way you are respecting your own boundaries is much more secure, i.e., you feel more secure within yourself. Just know I'm worth much more than what I've been offered, what I offered myself. And so George reminding the growth you have done. And he is really congratulating all of us by saying, well done. Be proud. Walk proudly to finish this year. Do a little think further, he is saying, by taking the time to sit, maybe have something more to drink, and such as a cup of cocoa, some coffee, some tea. And Lynn, have a hot toddy, he says. And so, oh, this is recorded. Great. So, and then take that time where you know when you're whole, you've just come from the bowl and you're going, oh, I need a little more drink. I'm with my hands on the cup. And just smell the bouquet of chocolate, coffee, smell the aromas, and really breath forward that through your body. And then take a breath and say, okay, what am I proud of? What have I done this year that A, really surprised me, that I didn't know I could, but I tried and I could? Or just give yourself a pat on the back for what you actually recognize that you have achieved this year. And so choose at that time as well. Okay, what are you putting in place for 2026? What are your goals? What are specific, intuitive enrichment goals for yourself that you want to put? So you're able to tweak your life more and more and with it, already a new way that is China. And so it is. And so we are happy to celebrate. All of the spirit have come to this beautiful workshop this evening, this beautiful session. And the guidance that you receive is always from us, from each other, and companionship that you have with each other is a blessing. Always and shall be. Reflex, be jolly, have fun, toast yourself with whatever you feel comfortable drinking, and away you go. 2026 will come, but enjoy the last few days of 2025. And enjoy them with some moments of silence, some moments of reflection, and some moments of great cheers. And that's it. record.